thought that was BS because he said.
Wait, what does Rogan not want?
Joe Rogan. Somebody asked Joe Rogan if he would have Donald Trump on the podcast, and he said probably not, because he doesn't want to be political.
Wow.
But he's had Bernie Sanders, Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard. He's had three Democratic presidential nominees on his podcast, and he doesn't want
Trump on. I feel like Trump Donald would be Trump. So. I guess I don't know. I guess I wouldn't really want to have Donald Trump on my podcast because, like, he just is so, like.
He would be the greatest podcast guest ever. The most interesting man in the world right now.
See, I don't feel like Trump would be a good interviewer because he just is, like, kind of obnoxious.
He isn't, though. I mean, maybe currently, but I've heard interviews where he was, not obnoxious. No, but I think Donald Trump would be a good guest. And then I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, who would be the best guest on a podcast, on a long-term podcast?
Wait, can we pick anyone throughout entire history of the world?
No, just a lot.
Just like right now. Like, if you could have one person to interview.
We'll do that, but I want to do all the world. All right. Ever.
I would do Dave Chappelle. Oh, he'd be so funny.
No, because he wouldn't be doing comedy.
He's just so naturally funny, I feel like.
I guess, maybe. Well, I mean, we don't know because he's never done, like, a long podcast.
That's true.
For me, it's between, Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Ooh, Elon Musk. Elon Musk would be hard, though, because he talks so slow. Like, whenever he does, you have to let him think. It's so frustrating when people interview Elon and they, like, have all these set questions and then they have to ask him all the questions because, like, their producer makes them ask him, right? So they're, like, constantly, like, trying to interrupt him, like, get to the next question.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have time to think.
Well, I mean, not on, like, a long podcast. Like, a podcast that's 2 hours, he can have time to think.
Yeah.
Not just a standard interview. What about you, Luke? What
do
you
think? Let me think. What's his name?
What world is he from?
No,
is he a musician, an artist?
I know who it is. No, it would probably be between Kanye.
Ooh.
And, what's his name?
Start listening facts about him.
The guy, the white Bronco.
O.J. Simpson?
I would interview O.J. Simpson.
What?
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Like, he did it or something?
Yes. I feel like that would be the craziest interview.
Really? I feel like pretty much everybody knows that he killed that lady.
Hey, is there a dispute over who killed JFK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
Like, yeah. What's the theory? What's the conspiracy?
There are a couple theories.
Well, who's the one guy that they, like, actually charged?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
There are a couple theories. Number one, what I think is most practical, Lyndon B. Johnson had the FBI kill JFK. Mm-hmm. Number two, Mayor of Chicago, John Daly, let me provide the background of the story. So Mayor Daley was the mayor of Chicago for many, many years. Chicago is very, very corrupt. When John F. Kennedy was running for president, he needed Illinois to win. And the rumor is that Mayor Daley, his name's not John Daley, I just remembered that. Mayor Daley, I think is his name, he came to JFK and he said, I will give you Illinois, but you owe me a favor. We don't know what the favor is.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor has it is that Daley rigged the election. JFK won Illinois, helped him win the presidency, and he did not fulfill his favor to Mayor Daley. Mayor Daley, part of the mob, had him killed. The third rumor is that Cubans, like the Communist Party, had him killed. But yeah, it's pretty much, I think pretty much, there's a lot of consensus that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't kill him.
Yeah. Conspiracies are so weird.
Steven, you're breathing insanely loud and drinking really loud.
Well, see, I can't hear it, so I don't know.
I know.
That's why you
got to
hear it.
That's part of the issue.
Steven has his headphones around his head like a bandana.
Okay.
Because I hate hearing myself.
We'll work on this. It's just such a silly issue.
Right, but you're sipping. Sounds like this. And your breathing sounds like
but
this.
What's going on right now is you're saying, let's all do something that's more inconvenient because it's easier for you.
No, all we'd have to do is just see. The thing is you want to be able to hear me, so I just all we have to do is be able to turn down my volume.
But that would affect how we hear you. So then, we already have a hard time understanding some of the things you say. That make it more difficult. Okay, continue. I got a subject for today.
Okay.
What do you think about swearing?
Yeah, you've been asking. I've been thinking a lot about it. Making you think so much about swearing?
Okay, so because it's been like we were playing a game the other night, and I don't know, someone said, they didn't even say a word. It was like out of, I don't know what I was talking. Anyway, somehow cuss words got brought up, and I was thinking about it on the way home, and I was like, the S word, right?
Sure.
Means the same thing as crap or poop or whatever. It's the same word.
Yeah.
Why does it have a negative connotation? The same word with the A word, same as butt.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Repetitive. Obviously, the F word, the B word, probably not good things to call people names.
Yeah.
You know? But if it's like, I'm just wondering, because I've been thinking about it. It doesn't make any sense.
And the biblical biblical principle that people always bring up with this is don't let any
unwholesome thing
come out of your mouth. Yeah. Concept. And so, but like the problem that I have with that is always like that. How far do you take that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it just comes down to in our culture those words are taboo. Why are they taboo? We don't know. That's kind of like a meta question. I mean, we can think about that all we want, but it doesn't change the fact that those words are taboo, and you know that is profanity. That's foul language. It would be inappropriate to use that language around children. It would be inappropriate to use that language in a workplace.
But why?
I mean, again, that's like,
Because in Great Britain, fuck is not a bad word.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, I'll cut that out.
No, it is a bad word.
No, in Great Britain, it's not.
It's like, not like here.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Yeah, seriously. No, it's true.
We can text.
Same with,
we can message Elspeth.
No, Liv has been there, and our pastor was British.
And like,
and he was
like,
just dropping F-bombs.
And Elspeth
he wasn't because he was in America.
Uh-huh.
But people will use the F word. The bad word over there is bloody. That's their bad word.
And Elspeth would always talk about how like middle finger doesn't really mean much.
Right.
But she didn't like whenever we would do peace signs. Because there's one way the peace sign goes.
And yeah, it means F you.
It means F you. So it's like that's the middle finger for them.
I feel like this is untrue.
No, it is.
Have you ever been to England?
You remember Elspeth like making a big deal about that?
No, but I've just
Elspeth is our friend from England.
Let's Google it right now.
This is the other thing that's the other question that makes you ask though. Does culture decide what is wrong and right morally?
No.
Then why do we let culture do it then?
Because languages are different in different cultures.
What's your argument for that it doesn't?
What do you mean? Are you so we
like let's say the culture decided all of a sudden, Ben, that saying
okay,
oh boy, was like the top horrible most cuss word you could say. Saying oh boy.
Okay, sure. Then we wouldn't say it.
Okay, so it does for you. It does.
The culture. Profanity. Your culture defines profanity. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that would go back to the principle of not having your brother stumble.
Yeah, and there's also like you know, don't let any unwholesome word come from your mouth. You want to have a good testimony.
That's such a weak argument, though. I hate also testimony. I hate both those arguments. Like they're very true. I'm not denying they're true, but. They're just so weak and
I mean, to
get
me,
frustrated.
I mean, yeah, so, if you want to curse, you can.
So in England, the highest explicit available word is bloody.
Where are you reading this?
BBC.com.
Okay.
Basic British cable.
Is it an opinion?
What?
Is it an op-ed piece?
Okay. Here's the thing. Is that every culture has different words that mean different things.
Correct.
And different signs that mean different things. For instance, in I think China – or there's it's not China. It's like Taiwan or something. There's like a thumbs up.
No, I understand
right.
that point.
But here's the thing is that it is very true that the F word is not the same F word in America as in England.
Mm.
Because they also – bugger is a bad word there.
So okay. I'll concede to this point.
Yeah.
I'll concede that it might not be as bad in England.
Right.
But they still speak English. It's just a different version. So it might not be as bad, but I mean, I would have a hard time believing that like people are just dropping F-bombs casually in England.
I would obviously have to ask someone that's actually English, but Liv went to school in England.
Okay.
For like 6 months.
Okay.
So she's very aware. But they, their culture is more lenient to swear cuss words, American cuss words.
Okay.
Like they'll say the S word, the A word, the F word, and it won't be bad. Or the B word even.
See, like, and what I'm saying is, like, I believe it might not be as bad, but I doubt that it's completely it's non-issue.
Probably, but I'm just saying that it's, like, more lenient over there, and they have different words that are worse that aren't here. Like, bloody's really bad. Bugger is really bad. There's, like, a bunch of ones.
Hmm.
We can bring an expert in.
Yeah, dude, let's dial up Elspeth. We haven't talked to her in a long time. I have not.
We can ask Liv really quick.
Not British.
She lived there.
Yeah.
Liv.
It's all right.
Liv. Yeah. Come here. Come put those on. Okay. This is Olivia. All right. Cuss words in England. What's the difference between that and American cuss words?
Well, like, for instance, I went to a Bible school in England, and my professor, like, principal of our school, he would use cuss words.
Like?
So, like, he would, like, flip us off all the time. So, I mean, they're not as big as a deal there. Like, pretty much everyone says the S word all the time, no matter who you are, the F word. The only thing, they have, like, different bad words.
Like bloody?
Yeah, like, and that's bugger. A bad, yeah. Like, you would
so they'll
say
drop
that.
The F-bomb, and there'll be nothing wrong with it.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's, like, not a big deal there.
It would be, like, saying crap or frick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So their cuss words are different than ours. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we went there and we said, like, bloody or something, that would be, like, appalling to them.
Yeah. Hmm. For instance, Liv is listening to a rapper called Stormzy. And... All right, Steven.
Dude, you
uninterested now.
Liv is listening to a rapper called Stormzy, and he's an English rapper, and he's a Christian. He's a Christian.
Yeah.
And he swear, like, he'll use the F word and the S word, and it's weird.
But it's not.
But it's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he is a mainstream artist, so some of it is bad. But he does have songs that are about God where he does use bad words.
Mm-hmm. Is this kind of like a Chance the Rapper situation?
Kind of. Mm. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, definitely. So.
So okay. Liv is a not a Christian apparently. So.
Yeah. Yikes.
Anyway,
listen
thank
to Stormzy.
You.
He's amazing. Actually, I shouldn't endorse that. Never mind. Don't.
Wow.
There it is.
Okay.
Proof is in the pudding.
I guess.
I don't believe it.
I didn't say that.
You said you guess.
I didn't say.
I need your definitive yes or no.
Hey man, let me think about it for a second.
You don't. But
let me
your
gather
opinion
opinions.
Doesn't matter.
Let me gather opinions. Okay. I value Olivia's opinion. Mm-hmm. That will be weighted heavily in my judgment.
This is my takeaway: is that things that culture depicts what's morally right and wrong.
Okay. No, I mean
I don't. I don't. I want to steer away from judging people off of those things.
Okay.
Continue. Like, not, like, holy. I mean, obviously, all Christians were called to judge each other. But, like, if a British person comes over, like one missionary came over once to, like, our church Fenton, and then we, like, took him out to ice cream. And while he was talking, he was cussing.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronica and I were like, whoa. But then after he left, we realized, oh, he's just, like, that's just how he talks. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, not bad. So, like, judging someone off of those kind of things, I feel like, is, like –
Well, the thing is, also not only with words, but in substances, a lot of British people drink a lot because that was in there. They've been drinking since they were 12
exactly.
or something. Yeah. And so over here, it means if you're drinking when you're 12, like you have an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
But over there, it's like you just have a glass of wine with whatever meal.
Cultural
beer,
difference.
And they like smoking cigars is not bad. It's not negatively looked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
well, that,
in
I mean,
very conservative areas.
That I never understood.
Right.
Like I understood looking down on that for health reasons.
Yeah.
But I never understood why smoking cigarettes would be seen as sinful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, for me, I think the reason is that people are just trying to approach it as what's holy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you want to pursue holiness and, like, in all things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the words, your language, you have to, like, think, like, would talking that way, is that holy?
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, I agree. Like,
right,
I don't
think, but how far, like Steven was saying, how far would you take it? Like, would be saying crap holy? You know, would that be – or saying someone's a jerk, is that holy? You know what I'm saying? Like, how far do you take that?
Yeah.
Because even if you said – let's just say the S word, which is an acronym for something else.
Sure.
Right? Inherently, it's not wrong, but, like, cultural perceived it as wrong.
And, again, it's coming back to – that's just our culture.
Right.
And oftentimes, it's just, like, an unintelligent way to speak. Like, it really is. 'Cause people will use these words as fillers.
Mm-hmm.
So – yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't promote it. Like when I listen to godly, intelligent people talk, they don't talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would want to model the way that they talk. That's just how I think about it. But
yeah, and I think for teachers it's different because the Bible specifically says teachers are held even to a different standard.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
But for like we're talking about just normal life.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm not even saying I want to say it. I'm just saying, why is it wrong? Just the,
yeah.
Where did it come from that? This word was automatically bad.
Yeah, I think you'd have to do word study case by case.
Yeah.
But let me think. This is what I was just thinking while you guys were talking. Let me ask you this question. So Jesus' main message was to love each other. Like, let's simplify down to its simplest sentence possible. Like, way to explain it, right? Jesus said, came and just was like, now it's time to love. Well, like a message of love.
He said, love the Lord your God first. And then second, love your neighbor as yourself.
But then like all of Ephesians... a lot of the New Testament is all about being unified, loving each other, like, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if that's his, like, if, like, that's his number one message to the church, do you think that constantly pursuing, like, what's true, like, asking, is like, you know, what we just asked, constantly pursuing what is true make you judge people more?
I don't understand the question.
So, like, you're constantly trying to figure out what's true at cussing, what's true with drinking, what's true with social conversations, like, constantly trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've built up this, like, that's how you're thinking. And then someone does something right or wrong. And then before you realize, like, you don't think loving them, you think of what's right and wrong with what they're doing. You're not thinking in love, you're thinking in judgment.
Mm-hmm. I think, to answer your question, I feel like if you think about that more, it will be easier for you to identify, hey, like, you know, this person is doing X. In my mind, I see that as wrong. But at the same time, I feel like you have to have, like, the overall view that, like, we are all sinners. And
– yeah, but there's this mentality it builds up, is what I'm saying. Like, you're what you're saying is right. Like, I know what you're saying, but it's, like, the mentality of your first thing is to judge them by we're right or wrong instead of loving them. That's what I feel like it builds. You know what I'm saying, Luke?
Kind of. I just –
I don't know. Maybe you want to talk about it.
Give me a scenario.
Yeah, the judgment thing. The judgment thing is a hard conversation.
Well, who are you talking about judging? Like within the church? Like
no, let's just keep it to cussing. Let's just say like for cussing, like what we're talking about. So if all you did all day was spend your time thinking about what's right and wrong with cussing, you hear someone cuss before you even think about how you can like love them and like in whatever they're doing. Your first thought is how can I judge what they're doing as right or wrong? Is what I'm saying. That's how you've built up your thinking of what's going on.
I don't necessarily think that that's how I build it up in my head. Like,
that's good. But do you think that that's possible?
Yeah, I mean, if you have something that's like, this is for sure wrong.
Yeah, and I was just thinking applying that concept to just everything in the Christian faith.
Well, I just think that it goes by case-by-case scenario. You know, like if you meet someone and you don't know their – you don't know who they are and they swear or they're – whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to – judge, I don't know.
But your first instinct is if you've been trying to figure out what's right or wrong the whole time.
Dude, I'm
confused.
What I think we should do is we should figure out the technology to get a fourth microphone or headset, and then we should find people that we think know way more about the Bible and then like ask them these questions. Because I feel like we're all like our knowledge is always like our knowledge is about the same, and I feel like it would just be nice to ask somebody who's been studying the Bible for like 4 decades or something like
that'd be fun. We could be like the Joe Rogan of Christian people.
For sure. Yeah.
I guess I don't understand your, like, if you're thinking about, yes, like if this is right or wrong all day and then you see someone doing that and you've already made up your mind, you're going to immediately judge them for what they're doing.
Yeah. Maybe like
So if you thought about your form on working out all day, every day, that's all you think about when you're working out, when you're away, like you're thinking about form, right?
Okay.
You go to the gym and you see someone working out. You don't think like, wow, they're excited. I'm excited they're working out.
Oh,
you're
that
thinking
guy's
that guy's
form.
Got bad form.
Oh,
right?
Great,
that's what I'm
great analogy, Steven.
That's a good
now
analogy.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah, working out.
Now, what kind of exercise
but,
is it?
But
are they deadlifting? Are
let's
they squatting?
Squats.
Are they doing curls?
But like squats. So like, but that's what I'm saying. It's the same principle.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I don't, when I read the Bible or my focus, like that's not my focus. Like I'm literally just asking a question. I guess my focus is not.
I wasn't saying this is what you're thinking.
I know. I'm just like confused on who does that.
I feel like that's like the common thing in my own life. I feel like I see it in other people's lives. Because it's like something that you do unknowingly. Like it's always good to pursue what's right and what's wrong. Always.
Yeah.
But if that's like you're all you think about all day, every day, which is what I do.
Yeah.
Then I just judge people.
So I think. You're seeing, viewing what's right and what's wrong, and I don't know if that's the best thing to. I'm just confused.
So, yeah, man. We have had long discussions about judgment, and I know you in particular, Steven, feel strongly about it. Like you think about it a lot because you've brought it up over the years. You've brought it up like several times, and I know it's like a sensitive subject for you.
Yeah, it's just hard.
Because I feel like you don't want to judge other people because you hate it. When people judge you and you think they're judging you incorrectly, which I agree, because I know people who have judged me because I hang out with you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't want to say on.
Wait, what do you mean they hang out with me? Us?
Just like us. Like you guys.
What are you talking about?
Like
what
he
do you
can't
mean?
Be head counselor or he can't be this
like,
youth pastor or he can't.
Yeah.
Because you hang out with me?
Just like you guys.
Who's us?
I can't.
Who's me and Steven?
You and Steven.
What do we do that's wrong?
That's what I'm saying.
Everything.
No, what do they perceive? I want to know because – okay, so last time we talked, I had mentioned something that's been triggering me is the things of when people are just like using these words like seasons or like – you know, and you were like, isn't that your bread and butter, right? Uh-huh. And I feel like this group of people – has this perception of what I believe that's different than what you guys believe.
No, so we're talking about, like, this was years ago. This was, like, maybe, like, 2-3 years ago.
And so they...
So this was, like, before you made, like you know, started going to a different church and things like that. Not a crazy switch. Let's not trigger her.
but I'm just going to be, like, did... So someone was talking that if you're hanging out with Steven and I, you're not qualified
Maybe it was, like... Maybe it was like a different people. Maybe it was Steven and somebody else.
But I think this
is
exactly what I'm
getting at. Because it's like, I've actually had the same thing told me about
us.
Yeah.
I know. This is what I'm saying.
And I bet it came from the same person.
I think it did.
Yeah. This is exactly like, if you're going to be a godly person, you can't spend time with them.
Which is outrageous.
Right.
But this is exactly the mentality I'm
saying.
I'm saying that this is like, all they think about is... What is it right or wrong? Well, what I do?
Ooh, yeah,
so
we're getting tricked. I'm getting my blood pressure
like,
is
right.
Can I just take this conversation hostage and can I just like change the topic completely? Because I'm getting like I'm getting riled up.
No, I want to hear more about it because
like
I don't know. It makes me.
So I know it makes you angry.
It makes me frustrated because Steven posted a photo. Right on Instagram.
Which one? Which time?
The
Coke
one. The
one?
Dr. Pepper. you know, and he said, "I've been really enjoying hanging out with my friends."
Yeah.
Like I've really, really enjoying alcohol and smoking cigars.
All
these freedoms that I have.
Yeah.
And then he got shut down because they were not perceived as godly activities, and they didn't even talk to Steven. Like
ridiculous.
Call him up and say, "Hey, man.
Yeah.
What's going on? Like, I think that this is wrong.
Yes.
And what are your thoughts about it?"
It's
and Steven's like, "Hey." Man, I just feel like a lot of freedom in this. Like, I've been really enjoying this time in my life. I've actually been following God better than I ever have
right,
my whole life.
Right.
So it makes me mad when people come up and they just judge you for what you're doing.
It is.
Because that happened to me, too.
It is unacceptable.
Right. People did that to me when I left the Bethel.
Right, yeah.
People were like, Luke's crazy. Luke does all these things.
Yeah.
Luke's not a real Christian anymore. And it's
right.
like, I have not changed my belief system. Maybe we differ on some... Tier 2, tier 3 different.
Sure, yeah.
Right? But it's not. I still believe Jesus is God. I still believe that he was man.
The gospel.
I still believe the gospel. Those things haven't changed. The gospel's still the same. It makes me mad that people are judging my friends and saying, and me, and saying, or my wife and saying, like, they're not
yeah.
this because they don't line up with my specific doctrine.
No, I agree.
Like, who are you?
I agree.
Who the heck are you to have the most perfect understanding of the word or the best interpretation of it? You're not God.
You know who does a great job in this?
Yeah.
Is Nate Bramson.
Yes. That's why I love Nate.
Nate is fantastic because Nate, at the end of the day, he just wants to know, like, are you pursuing truth?
Right.
Do you love Christ? Right. Do you love the gospel?
Right.
And the methods are different.
Right.
And Nate, when we were traveling with him, he just tried to teach us, like, show grace. Mm. Like, try to understand that you don't know everything.
Right.
It's completely unacceptable, and yeah. it's a bit appalling.
It's appalling when because people do that. It's yeah. almost as if they know better than I do. And I'm not trying to betray anyone. I just think that you can't.
I mean, yeah.
You can't put limitation on who God is or what people's convictions are because yeah. alcohol, smoking, those are gray areas in the Bible, and they're not definitive.
Yeah, because you disagree in your own. Like, if, you know, they look at your behavior and they would do things differently.
Right, but you right. can't press your convictions on someone else. Absolutely. Unless they are 100% black and white.
Clear.
Clear. Yeah. If, yeah. like, if it's a sin, if you're sleeping with someone before you're married, sin. You can call them out.
Right.
If they're getting drunk, sin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if they're doing things that maybe it's not the best, maybe, but who are you to, like, our specific friend group, if Steven's doing something stupid or you're doing, I'm going to call you out sure. on it.
Yeah.
And, like, but don't come into my friend group. Don't come into my life. You don't know me and right. judge me. And then, like, without even talking to me yeah. or having my understanding.
Yeah. It's sin. So mad. It's sin.
Yes.
It's, and we should pray for those people. We should yeah. feel bad for those people. Because those people, you know, they're not mature in their faith. They have a weakness. They have a blind side.
Yeah,
it's really unfortunate. Yeah, and yeah, it really riles me up, and it
makes me mad.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the more I think about it, like, the more upset that it makes me.
Well, even just using this example, which is we've already talked about, it's already like when I left the Bethel yeah. and like my church before. There was a lot of unsaid things. Communication wasn't that great, even right. with you guys.
Right, right.
And you guys
right.
thought I went off. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it's like the way that that thing is solved.
Yeah.
Is through communicating.
Yeah.
In a loving way, and it's like God gives us guidelines for that. In mm-hmm. Galatians 6:1, it says like go to that person in love.
Yeah.
And try and draw them back to repentance, and try and get an understanding. If anyone's doing something,
talk to them about
talk
it.
Talk to them about it. And if they're sinning directly against you, agree. Go to them. That's what it says in Matthew.
Yeah.
And that's all I was trying to say is that, like, I'm not mad at those people because I see myself making the same mistake often.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that's why I see that and I try and learn from it. So then I think, how can I properly think about what's right and wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Where the first thing I do is what you're saying, yeah, Galatians man. Talks about is loving them first, judging them, and like with the judgment, but mm-hmm. loving them above everything else.
And the thing is that it hurts because you. Those people who judge you and those people who say things like those hurtful things, it's because we love them and mm-hmm. we care about their opinion.
Right.
And whenever they say things like that, think those things about you, it hurts.
You know what hurt me the most, I think, was none of the Instagram posts, people saying I can't do
anything. That Instagram post was so ridiculous that they said that to you, Steven.
Yeah, I was
mad. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. What makes me the most mad, though, was the one time we were talking about, like, how we like to like get together and smoke a cigar every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
And then the person we were talking about it with said something's wrong with this generation. We're callous to things that are evil is kind of what they talked about right. our generation. Like, and that was frustrating to me that I was just kind of like, well, I don't see that.
As right. We've been talking, me and Olivia and this guy who moved to Norway. We were talking this week about, like, it's not about the method, it's about the heart of where it is. And you can't, sure. like, for instance, again, if you're doing anything actually sinful, it definitely is about the method.
Right.
But it's not necessarily how you get there. So your perceived lifestyle, how you pray, this person prays in a way that seems this way or whatever.
Yeah.
It's God, because he even says it. Like, in Psalms, David says it's not about sacrifice, it's about your heart condition. And mm-hmm. it says David was a man after God's own heart, and it seems like God always used people that did things wrong, but they had an immediate repentant heart for it. And so it comes to a point of, like, I don't know, just like it's your heart condition. It's
yeah.
like
yeah. yeah yeah yeah
it's
it's just immaturity, and All right.
This is the thing, though. If you guys are getting so wild up and so frustrated about it, then you guys are doing the exact same thing you guys said don't do. You're not going and talking to the people that are frustrating you about it.
No, because
like you guys just said you want people to come to you and talk to you about it. You guys are getting frustrated about it. Go talk to the people that are frustrating you.
Right, but I don't know those people.
So if they're frustrating you, you're all
I'm not gonna call. Like, I'm just. There's nothing wrong with being, like, there's righteous anger because it people are judging. I don't think I have to because they didn't sin against me. I don't think they're necessarily.
Yeah, you don't have to sin against someone to go talk to them about what's bothering you. Like, okay, let me say this.
But it's not if it was like. I don't know, someone close to me, and they were doing these things to you, I would probably talk to them. But I don't have a relationship with them to do that.
Yeah, but is it someone that's judged you and then you're frustrated or hurt by something that they judged you
by? It's more of the things that have happened in the past. And I've already talked to people like you guys that have misunderstood or people at my church. Like I called all the elders, talked to them and apologized for the way – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I talked to all of them. I cleared the basis. I'm just frustrated with people that continue to like – You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying.
So, like, the people – it's like for me, I haven't called and talked to the people that have judged me over my Instagram post because how I see what they did is I see it as they think and go about judging and living the Christian faith one way.
Right.
And how they're doing it's not wrong. I just disagree with it, and I think that, like, they did hurt me, but, like, I'm not, like – right now I'm not – I don't have – I don't feel any hard feelings for the people that, like – used that post or whatever as like negative towards me. Yeah. So like, I don't feel like I need to talk to anybody.
Yeah. I guess I just wish like, cause the Bible's like lays it out really clearly. Like you have something wrong with someone, like you have something you legitimately think is a sin.
Go to them. Yeah.
Go to them privately. That's what it says in Matthew. Right. Don't make it a public thing. Don't embarrass them.
Right.
You know, message them separately, call them, be like, hey man, I love you. I just want to see you going in this way because this is what I think. What do you think about it? It's just
– I think using – yeah.
I also think that social media is not a good place to put controversial stuff on.
Yes.
Like your post is not wrong, but you know there's a lot of people that we are involved with that don't necessarily agree with it.
Or wouldn't understand.
Understand your heart behind
it. Yeah, which is – that was what I learned from it.
Right. And so like if – let's just say I have a beer or something like that. Like, I won't post that on social media or try to avoid it. Or, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because I don't want anyone to stumble or to cause anyone thinking.
Yeah, no, it's true. And we had a friend of ours who took like an artistic liberty, just being like an artist, and was portraying somebody who had like a drinking problem, a drug problem or something like that. I don't know. It was a picture of him in like a tank top with like alcohol in it, and it was like a portrait or some kind.
Right, he was doing like some sort of artistic thing, like it was like if you wrote a poem about it. He was just taking
Like he wasn't — this wasn't him, but like he put that on Instagram. It got people so confused.
Wait, yeah, our friend of ours who has a drug problem.
No. He doesn't have a drug problem. He posted a photo of like what it would be like if you were a drug addict.
Oh, yeah. I remember what you're talking about now. One of our friends posted a picture that looked like he was addicted to drugs.
Right.
And all the comments were like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Right. Like, you can always call me brother.
Right. Very confusing.
It was super confusing.
Okay.
My blood was girdling.
Podcast guest over time. I think Kanye... I'm trying to get away from this topic.
Because
it will just never end. It will just never end.
I feel like it's one last situation.
One last situation.
Is it actually different?
It's the same
topic. Or are we just going to say the same thing?
No, it's the same topic, but different. It's a situation we haven't talked about. And it's something that always has bothered me.
All right.
So a long time ago, we had a friend that would live with someone, and then they'd be like, you can't do drugs, you can't drink in our house. He would do drugs, drink in their house. He'd go to the next house, do drugs, drink in their house, next house. And so like – people kept trusting him, and he was going to one of our churches.
Yeah.
And then they decided that it happened again, and so he kicked him out of the house, and then they excommunicated from the church.
Mm-hmm.
I was going on a trip with him, and then the church called me and said, you shouldn't be letting him come because you're just, like, allowing him to have fun with you and, like, encouraging his behavior just because – they had a problem with him because he would kept like not obeying what the church was saying.
Wait, I agree with your church.
Wait. So you were going to the church where he was excommunicated from?
No,
you were. He went on a trip with the guy.
that excommunicated.
One of my friends goes to a sister church.
Yeah, no, I would agree with your church, yeah.
Because it says
it wasn't a church function. It was just
– It doesn't matter.
Right, it doesn't matter. So it says it's the person. So the reason, the rationale behind excommunication, which is if someone sins against you, go to them. And if they do not show repentance, bring a second. And if he doesn't repent after there's two people with you, bring the church and the elders involved. And if he doesn't repent at that point, treat him as a tax collector or a – there's
but
another
Jesus
word for it.
But Jesus sits with tax collectors.
Huh? Right. But in the sense of the church,
yeah,
excommunicating them is the best way to love them.
But I was already – sorry. Other
time, right. But they're like excommunicating them. The reason for doing that
– Is to bring them back.
Is to bring them back. Yep. And that's why the Bible lays it out is like love.
Yes.
And so you don't go out and you don't talk to them. You treat them as not your own. You can reach out to him as a non-believer, but you shouldn't be like – hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so think of an unbeliever that's your friend. Would you ever invite them to hang out with you or go on a trip with you?
I think that it's different.
This is different.
Why is it different?
But you're included.
Stephen, because he's excommunicated.
I was his friend before and I'm still his friend.
Yeah. He's excommunicated. So if you like you're supposed to in solidarity and unity with the church, you're supposed to not communicate with
them. So no one from the church ever communicates with the person that gets excommunicated.
Right.
They're never coming back ever.
Correct.
That's the point.
No, that's not the point.
It is the point.
I could be wrong. I'm just saying
I've
looked at it and I don't think that's right.
No.
What are your thoughts?
My thought is that excommunicating from the church is completely justified with you cannot come here, like don't come back. But then like that doesn't mean that like you are completely cut off friendships.
So let me
ask from your personal life.
Let me ask you a question. Is the church a building or is it a body of people?
It's a body of people.
Okay.
So doesn't when mean you say, he's in the body of
right,
people.
No, but he is because you're bringing him into your body. That sounds very interesting. No, nice. For instance, let's just say Ben commits a sin, okay? Like
I'm doing heroin.
Yeah.
No, I murder people.
He murdered.
Oh, that's so intense. Just
yeah.
So you get drunk.
No, he murders people, Steven.
I kill people.
Yeah, like serial killer. I go ahead and
I'm not going to hang out with a murderer.
Okay, fine. He gets drunk a lot. And
yeah, there you go.
He's got a sleazy lifestyle.
A lot.
Sleazy. Super sleazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just leave it there.
Yeah. Sorry, Kylie.
Don't need to develop this character anymore.
I like the character development. Anyway, Ben's still my friend right now.
Yeah.
He sins. Right, and I go to him because he's a Christian,
right?
And I go to him. I'm like, hey Ben, like you're a Christian. You're called to a higher standard than this. Like God says this is wrong, whatever, whatever. And then he doesn't listen. He's like, nah, screw that. I don't care. I'm just keep.
Yeah,
this
I'm
way.
Just gonna keep doing it.
Then
man.
Me and Steven go, and we're like, hey man, we love you. We just want you to come back. Like God says is wrong.
Listen, man, I hear it, but I'm not ready. I just want to keep drinking.
Yeah, my lifestyle is better. Then I bring all the elders of Bethel or whoever. And they all go to him, and it's like, Mr. Kim, Mr. Baumgartner, Mr. Klepp. And they're like, Ben, we love you so much. Like, we poured into you. Like, we just see you called to a higher calling than this. Like, you're so much better than this. Like, and then.
Yeah, listen, it's just not that big of a deal.
Right.
It just isn't that big of a deal.
Right.
I'm not
like,
going to quit drinking.
Sorry, Ben.
I need 12 Grey Grooses
right.
at night.
We're just going to have to cut you off from the church. Mm-hmm. And then you go into that.
Hey, Luke, you want to hang out on Saturday night?
I say no because I can't associate myself with him because.
Why not?
Because of what the Bible says. The Bible says if you're excommunicated, I have to treat you as a tax collector.
Yeah, but I'm excommunicated from the church. I'm not excommunicated from our friendship.
It's not the building. I can't associate with you. If you claim to be a Christian.
See, that's wrong, though.
It's not wrong.
Because this is what it is. There's a guy in Rolla that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
He's not a Christian. I've witnessed to him before.
Right.
I have fun hanging out with him. He's a fun guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Him and I were wanting to take a trip to go visit one of our other friends that mm-hmm. I've also like am friends with and I witnessed to in Rolla.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are so fun to hang out with. I go on a trip with them. I can go on a like.
So you're latching. Different. So you're latching on to the fact that Luke said treat them like an unbeliever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm just gonna treat.
I'm
not gonna.
I think he misspoke.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to treat them as an unbeliever. You're supposed to. You're supposed to treat them
like
as a
tax
brother.
Collector.
As a brother who's been excommunicated from the church.
Okay. So as a tax collector, that's what tax collector.
What's the point of excommunication?
To keep them away from like if someone you're right to say that if someone is doing something wrong, then they can't be like
so
affiliated with the church. Like the church cannot have a
think
part
of the elders' opinion of this. So
the elders did right by kicking him out.
So if they kick him out, but they see that you're still hanging out with them, what would their opinion be?
That luckily he has a friend that's a Christian still.
I no they'd be like, why are you hanging out with him?
So you're saying
we kicked him out of the body. You're still bringing him in.
So you're saying when they kicked him out, you're saying they kicked him from church services and church events.
Like they are not I don't know everything they did because I'm not super in their church. But from what I could tell, he's completely no longer allowed to have contact, hang out with, stay with anyone from that church.
Yeah. Right. But here's the thing. If he wants to come at a place of repentance,
right,
that's when you can welcome
him. So you wouldn't have him over for dinner?
No. No.
I think that's wrong.
That's not.
I think we're just going to have to like, disagree to disagree. I think that
the
that's,
thing is you're
that's not showing
you're still welcoming him.
What do you think the word excommunication means?
So kicking them out of the body.
What does excommunicate mean?
Yeah, but you're
kicking
when
them
you,
out of
when
the no, it church. Means to not talk to them.
Excommunication from the body of Christ.
Right, but you're bringing him back in.
I'm not bringing him to the body of
yes,
Christ.
Yes, you are going fellowship with them. You want to go
you're,
to dinner with them.
You're
you
fellowshiping.
Fellowship with unbelievers.
No,
he's not an unbeliever.
Literally, the point of fellowship is to fellowship with believers to build each other up in Christ.
Yes.
You can't fellowship with unbelievers. You can hang
okay,
out
so
with
so what
them.
Do you mean fellowship? By like fellowship?
Fellowship is believers coming together and like building each other up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to be built up by him.
Right. So why are you
but I want
out
to pour into him. Like, I want him to like – that's what you need when you pour into unbelievers.
No, it's
– But he's not an unbeliever.
Is he still a believer?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Is he a Christian at one point?
Yes.
So he's a Christian still?
What do you mean? Are you talking about salvation or Christian? Like he's
salvation. I'm just saying that
well, same thing.
The difference would be he is in like let's just say you're hanging out with an unbeliever. He's not and he's drinking, doing whatever he wants. He's not under church discipline. But a Christian that is under church discipline is totally different ball game.
Okay, so say this then. Yeah. But this is one thing I've been wanting to say.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets excommunicated and then every single friend of his that's a Christian and would be a good person for him to come talk to is now like calls him, ignore it. I want to hang out.
No. Then that's that's not the thing. That's not the thing. Is if he's reaching out and being like, hey, man, like I'm really sure I want to talk.
No, he's not. You didn't let me finish. He's just calling out to hang out.
No.
He's just calling to call, talk. He's
yeah,
just calling.
No.
So then he has no one to answer any question he
that's
has.
That's the point.
He has – That's he's never gonna come back.
That's the point of excommunication.
That's completely messed up.
No, it does. It works. It does work.
That's why
in our church, in our church, it's worked several times.
Yeah,
it has.
Because they realized that. Oh my gosh, look what I had at the church. I had this outlet. I had this hope. I had this. That's why. Why do you think they do it?
I mean, I see both. I see your side. I'm not saying I don't. I think that as an elder. That's what elders have to decide. Like they do have to make that whole complete like cut off. So like, as an decision from an elder, I understand. But as like for my personal life, I'm going to pour into people that I think are in hard places. Whether they're kicked out from the church, whether they're an unbeliever, whether they're a drug addict, whether they're homeless, I'm always going to pour into people.
But
so that
the homeless drug like that's all fine and good and amazing. But when it's different when it's excommunication. Because
so like,
then
okay,
you're directly
okay, does this
disobeying
make any
the Bible.
Does this make any different? I could tell there was inner turmoil with him over this whole thing.
Then that
yes.
was the moment when you should have
That's,
been more ex – like you should have continued to excommunicate him because that shows that
well,
it was
okay,
working.
How about this? I tell you, he didn't come on the trip. He didn't.
There you go.
There you go.
But I was frustrated because – I still wanted to come, but I
right,
could
but
come.
That's because he got excommunicated. But if he wants to be involved, in these groups and if he wants to come to Bible study again, he can come to a place as soon as he repents.
Yeah.
As soon as he comes to that point of repentance,
because
that's when you can re-include
because here's the
him.
Thing. Here's the thing. Because oftentimes these Christians who come under this kind of church punishment, they want to enjoy fellowship with believers and keep walking with the Lord,
but also
have their sin. They
but,
want
but he's,
both. They
okay,
want
I
both.
Know,
and
I
so
know.
If so and so if they can continue to sin and hang out with believers, then that's what they want. And that's when you need to say, no, this is wrong. You can't
But if he's hanging out with us, he knows we're going to hound on him. Like he knows we're gonna be like, dude, like this is why it's wrong. This is why they're doing what
well, obviously,
why the church needs are right. Like
it's
that's
church,
what it's gonna be like.
It's church discipline.
So if he wants to come hang out with us and listen to us like try and talk to him about it like that, then yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're just gonna disagree.
Yeah.
We can talk about this. I'll do some research. I'll pull some scripture for you.
I know the scriptures. I've studied it.
Okay.
Like, this has been, like, a situation that's, like, come up many times in my
life. I would talk to your elders because they've had to go through it a lot of times.
I did talk to one of my elders, and he agreed with me.
He
was, like, saying
–
no, he was saying that, like, yeah, like, the church functions. He's completely lost, but, like, you still, like – you can still pour into them. You can still witness to them. You can still, like,
right.
try and pull them back.
Okay, but not
hang out
with them. not being like, hey, we're going on a trip,
man. How do
you
be around them and pour into them but not hang out with them?
There is a difference. You can be one is more intentional.
And I think then maybe we're just blowing our lines because I'm being very intentional with people that have been in the situation.
If Ben got excommunicated, I would not invite him on a boys' trip. No way. But if I was like, if Ben was like reaching out and like, hey, like, dude, like I miss everybody I do. And I'll be like, hey, man, like, you know what happened. We can't have you around because of this, this, and this. But like, there's always an open door. Like, because of repentance.
What is this door that's open?
If repentance.
It sounds like you're shutting the whole door.
No.
The door is shut unless he comes to a place of repentance.
So he can only talk to you if he's coming to you and saying, like,
I'm ready to repent.
Maybe I'm wrong. But I just, like, this is what – I haven't really studied it in a long time. But this is what I think my church growing up did.
The thing that's concerning is that, like, I feel like this is a basic thing, Stephen.
I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. I'm saying I would go about it differently.
But would you invite him on a trip with us?
If Ben got excommunicated, would I invite him on a trip with us? Mm-hmm. What's the trip?
So Colorado.
Like this, his bachelor party?
Yeah.
It's a bachelor party.
No, not bachelor party. Just a regular Colorado trip. But like, I will not stop sleeping with other women.
Sorry, Kylie.
Just an example.
Yeah, I probably would. I'd have to think about it more, but off the top of my head, I'd say yes.
Jeez. No. Dude, like, that's not good.
Well, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's bring some levity into this conversation, please.
If,
all right, here we go.
Let me just say one more thing.
Stephen wanted to say one more thing.
If you do that, they're not excommunicated.
They are excommunicated.
They're not excommunicated.
They're not.
No, you're bringing them back in.
No, I'm not.
To enjoy fellowship. Because when we go to Colorado, what are we doing?
Fellowshipping.
We're hanging out.
Hanging out, fellowshipping. But when you bring someone who's excommunicated in, you're welcoming them back into the body without them repenting of what they've done.
It's all right. Hey, I'm trying to
– I know. We're trying to steer
our points. Our points have been made.
But we should study it and come back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know what we should do for new topics?
What?
I think it'd be cool. I know we only have like 30, 40, whatever followers. I probably don't even pay attention to our Instagram page.
Are you kidding me, dude? The only people who listen are like my mom, your girlfriend, and probably your brother.
Your fiancés don't listen? And wife and fiancé don't listen?
No. Not a chance. My sister won't listen.
Anyway, this is what I'm thinking.
Talking to you, Gabby.
Why won't Gabby listen? We should just try this.
Anna Styles listens.
Yeah. Anna Messerly.
Sorry.
Don't do John like that.
Sorry.
This is what I'm saying. We should try it to see if it works. But like the people that do listen, open up something that they can be like, podcast topic ideas.
DM us questions.
Oh. Yes. So then we do like that. Like so that. Then the listeners get to like be like, do this.
Or that's talk a great about this, question.
Or
Steven.
Answer this question.
That's a great question. So people DM us on like Instagram.
Yeah, DM us for your ideas.
Dude, I can't wait to get that one DM.
Yeah, our one single DM from Ben's mom.
Oh gosh.
Doesn't even like Ben just upstairs.
Shout out Lisa.
Ben just upstairs.
Why is Ben the most handsome one on the bunch? Hold on. You know what? I was going to go into something that another pet peeve of mine.
I love pet peeves. Go into it.
Okay.
I have 3 pet peeves.
But I don't want to, you know, this, I don't know, the tensions that's just been high on this podcast.
It's great. It makes me feel, the best Joe Rogan podcast was which one? Alex Jones.
You're right.
The blood
was
boiling.
Yeah, but they weren't arguing. But I mean, they were kind of arguing.
Have you guys seen that episode of Joe Rogan where he got a doctor from Canada who prescribes medical marijuana usage.
Uh-huh.
And then they got a book author who wrote why marijuana is like ruining everyone's life. Uh-huh. That was so interesting to watch.
Yeah. That was definitely 2-on-1.
It was like a boxing match and Joe Rogan was the ref.
And Joe Rogan had boxing gloves on.
Yeah. Then Joe Rogan just started beating the crap out of someone. Because his question is, you ever done DMT? You don't have an opinion on it if you haven't done it.
Dude, that's the other thing about why is it? This is another thing that irks me. Why is it that when people will judge you so hard on one thing that they've never even experienced. It's like someone like saying, telling you how to drive when they've never even driven a car.
Yeah, but I don't need to murder someone to know that it's wrong.
I'm not saying things. I know. Well,
but
yeah,
he's not saying.
I'm saying
he's not saying.
Saying
he's saying
things.
Gray areas.
I'm saying like things like gray areas that like aren't blatant.
Yeah, like LSD. Like if you haven't done LSD, you can't sit there and tell me.
You can't tell me that LSD is wrong without doing
Come
it.
On.
Yeah. It's just. I mean, I know there are reasons, and it's not like. All right.
Can I get into my thing that annoys me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I've been hearing this several times. recently. Mm-hmm. It seems like within the last year. It irks me whenever people say that $1 million is not a lot of money.
Mm.
It really gets under my skin.
Mm.
I've been hearing it a lot.
I've been hearing that too.
And I understand that in the West, you cannot live your dream lifestyle with $1 million.
Yes.
But don't tell me that.
Don't do that, Carl.
Don't say $1 million, you know, like, I mean, after you buy like a house and a BMW, I mean, it's really not that much. Like, right. You can't really like live all. You can't, mm-hmm. you know, you can't yeah. survive with $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it's just so ignorant.
Because
mm-hmm. you think, like, we're the richest country in the world. Like, people make $1 a day throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to sit there and tell me that $1 million is not that much money.
Right.
Most people will not retire with $1 million.
Most people, a lot of people probably don't make $1 million in their career. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, throughout the, like, it's just.
And yeah. That's no, I'm I know wrong. What you're saying. I'm wrong. I am wrong.
The underlying principle of what you're saying irks me too, because the underlying principle that I see it as is, let's say you made $1 million a year.
Yeah.
You're going to live like you make $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, you could live like you're making $50,000 a year and yeah. retire in like 5-10 years and be like the wealthiest person.
If I got $1 million right now and I continue my lifestyle, I would never have to work again.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And yes. but that's what irks me, is that like people that will make more money, they live up to their to their money.
It's yeah,
like,
they live
yeah.
within their means.
Same thing. Some guy was like, you know, I used to think that like $100,000 was like a lot to make in a year. And I just looked at him and I said, What are you saying?
Yeah.
Are you saying that, like, did you really just tell me that you making 6 figures a year in Missouri is not a lot of money?
Right.
Like, what because planet are you living in?
Well, the thing is, you have to
living I think on.
You have to come freaking from the perspective of Alan. Because, like, let's say, like,
Alan. Oh, yeah. Frick. Yeah.
The first 2 years are they're working, they're making $50,000. So they're living a life of $50,000. The next 5 years, they're making $70,000.
I understand.
So then they live $70,000. And it just builds and builds and builds. And then they get to a place where they're like, I used to think $100,000 was a lot of money. But now they have a car insurance that's
right.
twice what it originally right. was. They've got a house payment that's twice what it originally was. So now they're thinking, how did I ever live off $50,000?
And it just – it really – it annoys me.
Here's yeah, the key.
It annoys me. Because so you're so ungrateful
yeah.
for where you are. You're looking at, like, you're just looking at it out of context.
Yeah. Here's the key. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the secret sauce.
All right.
Always live below your means.
Oh. Okay, that's Dave Ramsey. That's
one of those things that's always harder said than
done. Oh, my gosh. If my dad. Because it if happens we,
so
if slowly. I had a,
it's, what I was getting at that with, like, it's so slow.
Dude, if I had, like, a, if I had a pin, if I had a nickel for every time my dad told me that, I'd have $1 million.
Live below your means, Ben.
Oh, my but it's gosh. So slow. It's a slow fate. You're making $50,000 and you're struggling. And then you get like, oh, I just got a boost.
Here's what
bump.
I'm going to tell you. Now here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you. $50,000 for a single person in the United States, you're not struggling.
More than enough.
Okay, so let me finish then. So you're making $50,000, but you're like, you're living like at $50,000.
Okay, here's the thing.
But then now you make $70,000 after 10 years,
right? And
then you change your lifestyle. Like, yeah. But it's a slow change. So like, yeah, right. If you go from $50,000 to $100,000, you're like gonna same living life. You're like, I'm gonna save all this money and just churn it up.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you're making $50,000, right? Let's just say you're netting $38,000. You split rent with someone else. You're paying $400 a month for rent, right? You're paying close to like $4,800 a year for rent. On top of that, let's just say $2,500 for food. There's like you can save a substantial amount of money with $50,000 if you're not going out to eat, if you're not going on
but
trips.
But that goes back to living within your means.
I'm just saying, like,
below your means.
If you don't think $1 million is a lot of money, I'll fight you.
Yeah.
Ben, I don't think $1 million is a lot of money.
Oh shoot! He's got it! Anyways, I just – I thought about this. I heard it again this week, and I couldn't let it go. I just couldn't let it go.
Give me $1 million. I'll turn it into two real quick.
Real quick?
Yeah. It's called heroin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ozark.
Well, I'll buy a painting. I saw – hold on. I saw a video. It might not be true. Of this guy, like, made a – and it's not worth my time.
Okay.
It's not worth anyone's
time. All right. Let's bring this back to our original conversation, because I want to think of the best podcast guest through all time. Can't say Jesus. Let's just remove biblical character.
Hitler. No, he wouldn't speak English. Oh. He wouldn't speak English.
No. He would translate. Google. We have technology.
Yeah, we have the technology.
Yeah, we have technology.
Because he was so boisterous.
You can't do Jesus. That's fair.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to choose Jesus.
Yeah.
Unless, Steve, would you choose Hitler or Jesus?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I was making a joke.
Wait, let's just remove biblical.
Biblical.
Remove biblical.
Yeah, because everyone, because they'd be like Jesus and then God and then Paul, something like that.
You'd pick Paul over like David?
I'd probably pick Moses or something, or like Abraham.
He's more Noah. Of this.
Adam.
Rahab.
I'm more of thinking of who is the most like, who would you argue is the most popular or famous person of all history? Like
Jesus
most
Christ.
People know this. I mean, obviously, but we carved out Jesus. That's what I'm saying.
We carved him out.
Okay,
I would say Hitler. I feel like because everybody knows who Hitler is.
What about before Hitler's time? There was someone more famous than him. Maybe like Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Or like.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know. Probably, if you go on the street and ask people who Alexander the Great is, what did he do?
There's people that don't know who Hitler is.
No,
but I'm saying
yes,
more people.
There are videos of it. I swear to you.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I bet they interview 1,000 people.
Oh,
and then when
100%.
Three people say I don't
right.
know who Hitler
but
is, they show those.
Those
people.
Three people, do they know who Hitler is?
No.
See,
but that's what I'm saying.
I'm right. You're wrong.
The
it's
percentages
not
of people that you'd go out and ask if they knew Hitler would be higher than if you went out and asked people. Do you know who Alexander the Great is? It'd be higher with Hitler.
Agreed. I just want to find a different person so that I can sound more cool.
You won't.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm the coolest in everything I do.
Mm. All right. Maybe I do. See, I just feel like if you did like Einstein, he'd be hard to talk
Hold
to.
Hold on. Let's just focus real quick.
I'm trying to brainstorm.
I know. But Steven said who's the most famous person in history. I'm trying to figure out who would be the best.
That's what I'm asking.
Who would be the best guest on this podcast?
I still think it'd be Hitler. On every aspect, Hitler wins.
Wow.
He's the most interesting. Like, listen to his speeches in English. They are really intense.
Okay, I'll counter you with Winston Churchill.
Oh.
Tit for tat.
He would be interesting. He'd be second. Because
my guy beat your guy. How do you like that?
Oh.
Yeah, but my guy.
Lost to my guy. Yeah, that's what I said.
Abraham Lincoln. No, I would maybe do Harriet Tubman.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? Her life is crazy.
The whole...
Yeah, no, she
Underground
cool
Railroad's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, no, she saved like a bunch of slaves' lives.
I know.
And like how I think that would be a cool story. Live action. Maybe
wait.
I don't know. I feel like Winston Churchill might be boring.
What?
Oh wait. If we're doing this, I'm going future. The okay. Antichrist.
No, you can't go future.
No.
You said anyone through all times. What is
right,
exactly
but
what
it, that's
said?
Not time
I said
yet.
History. I
that's,
said history.
It's not history.
But okay. Cross out this discussion for just 1 second.
Yeah.
Imagine listening to a podcast with the Antichrist on it. You don't know. You probably won't even know it's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Okay. What if this? What
I'd
if
be
this?
Scared.
So the person you're podcasting with has to be 100% honest.
Mm.
They cannot lie. They have to ask your question.
Mm.
Who would you ask now?
Bill Clinton.
I might ask Hillary.
Yeah, Bill that's
Clinton.
Definitely a president.
Bill Clinton.
You'd ask Hillary
Bill
Clinton.
Maybe.
What
yes.
was Jeffrey Epstein up to? Was
no,
he was he an operative?
No, maybe you ask a previous president, like Obama or something, and then you or Trump, and you like figure out what the heck's going on in this country.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Hey, aliens, yes or no?
We've talked about this the first
yes
episode.
Or no?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Did your opinion change? No.
Okay.
Wait, you can't just not answer.
Recently, I've been leaning more towards yes.
All right. There it is.
But in my heart, I think no.
Yeah. But I want to say yes.
We're agreed.
If they have to tell the truth, I would still
a president
with Hitler.
A president would be – why Hitler, dude?
Yeah, dude. You got this weird
– there were
Hitler.
So many secret things. Like, there's a whole treasure that was Hitler's we still haven't found.
Ooh.
Right. But I feel like –
there's so many things
I feel like
happened.
Hitler, if you interviewed him, he'd be like – he would just tell you because he's so proud
well,
of what he does.
Probably –
Like
maybe
I would feel like a president. They're like sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, they'll get killed.
They'll
but
get
you have
killed.
To tell the truth.
They have to tell the truth.
Like yeah,
and
I
feel like there's so many more relevant things I want to know than where Hitler's treasure is. Like I want to know what kind of things are in Area 51. You know what I'm saying? Like that's more relevant to my life. Mm. Rather than like, what did you hide?
Who
in
was president when the Roswell incident happened? Do you know?
I was in the 50s, probably Eisenhower.
Dwight.
Eisenhower
Dwight.
Would be good.
Mm.
Roswell. Mm, was that in the 50s? Or was that in the 60s?
Let's just say Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln would be a great one.
I know.
Why would Abraham Lincoln be good?
Oh, dude.
He's the greatest president of our country ever.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I agree
probably,
with you.
He was probably the most...
For the person that has to tell the truth or just best?
No, just I think the best. He's been our best. I would like to hang out Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
He'd wrestle you. He was a wrestler.
He's a tall boy. He was a wrestler.
I just feel like George Washington. The only thing with interviewing people from the past is I think they would kind of be boring.
Oh, I mean...
Just the way that they speak. Like, not what they've done, but they may be boring.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they... If they spoke the way that they wrote and like that real proper boring.
Yeah, that's
English.
What I'm saying. Maybe that's what I'm saying.
But I think Kanye would be a great guest.
Kanye would be a great guest.
I think Trump would be a better guest than him.
Trump would.